In 2008, some well-known L.A. area cosmetic surgeons did something extraordinary. They complained to the California State Medical Board, we are told, about another doctor. They thought he was mentally unstable and a threat to patients, we are told. They thought this because they treated him for complications from what may have been as many as 20 surgical procedures he performed upon himself. The board, we are told, failed to take disciplinary action against Dr. Mohammed. Some 2 years later, after a woman died undergoing an all-day $100,000 liposuction, and after a series of our investigative reports, the board suspended but did not revoke Dr. Mohammed's license. Robert Stone is an attorney representing the family of the dead woman.
If the medical board had only listened to these doctors, my client's wife would undoubtedly be alive today. We are all very disappointed with our state's medical board. How could they let this happen?
The medical board was unresponsive to our direct questions about the 2008 warning, instead issuing a statement that it took the necessary steps to provide public protection. Dr. Mohammed is in jail now on attempted grand theft charges. He has pleaded not guilty, and the L.A. County D.A. is still deciding whether to charge Dr. Mohammed criminally in the death of that patient. LAPD homicide detective Joel Price.
From my perspective, Dr. Mohammed is responsible for the death of the patient, but it is ultimately up to the district attorney's office to make the determination whether or not they are going to charge him with that crime.
Now, when you say responsible, you mean criminally responsible?
I believe so, yes.
Dr. Mohammed is an Egyptian national who has been living in the U.S. illegally, says the federal government, since 2006, when the U.S. State Department revoked his visa. Charles Feldman, KNX 1070 News Radio.